Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbontoni. You used to be in an attic. Now I'm told you're in the basement.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Reminds me of the Cubs, right? Right?
Uh-huh, just the Mets. Yeah. Mets down to nothing. Yankees down to almost nothing. You sure you want to, sure you don't want to stay in your own hometown and take care of your business there?
Oh, the Nats. The Nats are so far in the basement. They're so far in the basement. But historically, it's nice to say that about the Cubs. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Braves pressure the Mets. Patrick Beverley connects with Russell Westbrook. And Booger McFarland joins us to talk about the start of the NFL season. But we begin again today with tennis. Last night at the U.S. Open, some big names went out. Coco Gauff was beaten in straight sets by Caroline Garcia of France. Nick Kyrgios, who had another meltdown after his match, was beaten in five sets by Karan Khachanov. Today, though, College Park's own Francis Tiafoe beat Andre Rublev in straight sets to reach his first major semifinal. So, Wilbon, do you now consider Tiafoe the favorite to win?
No. No, Tiafoe's like the 22nd seed. No. Not the favorite.
Right.
He'll be my favorite to root for. And I'm going to speak for you and say you'll be sitting in front of the TV cheering for him, too, because we have that sort of history watching this kid from the time he was a kid. So, no, but there's better seeds left, three of them at least, on the men's side of the draw. And these guys aren't pushovers, Tony. The thing that is really appealing to me about both sides of the tennis equation right now, men and women, is that there's so many people who can win. Young people who are trying to snatch the baton from Serena Williams on that side and from Federer and Nadal and Djokovic on the men's side. And Tiafoe's just one of them. He's not any better than these other guys. I hope he wins. I hope he breaks through.
You know, I don't make him the favorite either because of what you're saying about the seeding. But he has a couple of things that other people don't. Everybody's got momentum if they get to the semifinals.
He's
got the crowd. He's the first American man, I believe, in the semifinals of this particular tournament since Andy Roddick a long time ago. And the first American man since John Isner in the semifinals of any major. And that was 5 or 6 years ago, whenever it was. So he's got the crowd.
He
won the crowd over Rafael Nadal, who is one of the greats of all time. Tiafoe. So I think that's an important consideration. You know, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. I like it that young people are in the process of climbing the ladder to stardom. But the way you become a star in tennis, Mike, is to win majors, not just one. I think you got to win three or four to establish yourself on the pecking order. Nobody, no man left in this tournament has ever won a major. Only one woman, Swiatek, left in this draw has won a major. And so this is what happens when people like you advocate regime change. You get this period of time of uncertainty and people grasping like Tiafoe and the others who are left in.
Tony, you know what it's like? It's like a general manager on a rebuild. You call up all these people and you see who becomes your big star. And can they lead you? I agree with you. It's just that we don't know if Tiafoe is going to be that guy who breaks through and maybe gets a first slam out of that group. I mean, it could be somebody else. So, you know, this is exciting to watch. And yes, it's more exciting when you have somebody that is like down the street from where you live. Yes, it is.
that's
How about Bradley Beal? Bradley Beal can rub elbows with a winner if his boy Tiafoe wins, even though the Wizards...
Tiafoe is not the king of Game 6. He's done better than that right now.
Yeah, well, I don't know. He's still in Game 6, isn't he?
No. He's in Game 7
and
now.
And the suddenly nip and tuck NL East that Tony had the Mets running away with a few weeks ago. Mets and Braves started the day tied atop the division. This after the Mets had a, get this, 10-and-a-half game cushion back on June 2nd. While the Mets have been a pretty good 51-34 since then, really good, actually.
Yeah, it's
the
good.
Braves have been good. An otherworldly 63-24. Tone, both teams are playoff bound anyway. So how significant is actually winning the division?
I'll get to that in a second. I just want to say this is what the Braves did last year. They were a mediocre yeah. team around the All-Star yeah. break. And then they got hot, like they finished like 30-10 or something like that, and they won the World Series. So this notion that the Braves are coming out of nowhere is troubling to me. The Braves are the World Series champions. I understand they lost Freddie Freeman. Their top three starting pitchers are 39-14 right now. That's absolutely great. The New York Mets are a team, to me, that aspires to be the Braves, not the other way around. I mean, the Mets were 11 wins less than the Braves last year. Let me get to the question. I don't think it's all that important to win the division. I know you get an extra series to play if you're a wild card, but you can go win on the road. Baseball, home field is not like basketball or football. It's really not. Last year, the Dodgers couldn't catch the Giants. They had to go on the road in the second series to beat the Giants. They gave all their energy there and had nothing left for the Braves, but they won on the road. So what I'm saying, Mike, is that the important thing in baseball is to get in the tournament. You can win on the road there.
Wild cards win. They win the whole thing. I know you don't want to burn your two aces in some extra round to start the postseason. You don't want to burn them in Scherzer, who's going to miss a couple of starts now with this left side tightness, the oblique or whatever it is. If he only misses two or three starts, that's fine. Maybe he'll just be even that more rested because Scherzer has shown he can miss some time in the regular season and be his usual Hall of Fame future self in the playoffs. But you don't need to. Teams win. That's the bottom line. Do wild card teams win? Yes, they do. They win in every sport now, but they win in baseball, Tony, despite having to work those aces a little extra. So, no, it doesn't mean that much, but I wonder about the Mets' psyche if they get run down by the Braves wildcard team that won last year.
Again, they've been playing well lately, and the Braves are the defending World Series champion. I don't worry about that. I worry about Scherzer's side for the second time. We move on. Patrick Beverley, now of the Lakers, was introduced in Los Angeles yesterday. Only one Laker teammate, Russell Westbrook, bothered to show up. These two have had public beef before, going back almost 10 years, but Beverley said that's all in the past, and he is excited to play with Westbrook. Wilbon, did Beverley convince you that he and Westbrook are a good fit together?
No, but it has nothing to do with intent. Beverley's going to be a great teammate. That's what he does. He hates everybody until he joins your team, and then he says, I am here for this group. I'm going to embrace you, embrace me. I'm going to do everything I can. I'm going to leave it out there. Talk about leave it out there. I have skin all over all the 30 courts in the NBA of Patrick Beverley's. So he and Russell Westbrook, Tony, I have no doubt they have every intent to play together and be as good as they can be, but intent has nothing to do with it. Because a year ago, you think LeBron James and Russell Westbrook didn't have intent? Of course they did, and it was terrible. Now, I don't know that this is going to be terrible because he's not as big in profile as LeBron James is with the Lakers, but right. the Lakers right. need them to be a good fit, not talk a good game, not have intent, not study together, not hug each other, not sing kumbaya, to play well together.
So I'm going to praise Russell Westbrook here. He showed up. He showed up for a guy that he hated for a long time, that everybody in the league basically hates if he's not on their squad. Everybody blames Russell Westbrook. Everybody says Russell Westbrook has to go. He can't shoot. He can't play with LeBron. I'm not pinning all this stuff on Russell Westbrook, and I'm going to ask the obvious question. Where was LeBron that he couldn't be there for Patrick Beverley? I'm
the
not
US
a Patrick Beverley
Come
fan.
Come on now.
I don't care. I think he's a yappy guy, but at least he had the courage to say that the Lakers weren't any good last year, okay? And he made the playoffs in Minnesota, and Lakers didn't make the playoffs. So when he was asked, how are you going to feel about playing with LeBron James and Anthony Davis? He said, they're going to be playing with me. I made the playoffs last year. They didn't. There's a difference right there. That is his quote. So good for him and good for Westbrook for showing up. That's how I felt about that.
Oh, good for Westbrook.
Good. Let's take a break.
Good for Westbrook, no question.
Yeah. Let's take a break. Coming up, the Bills and Rams. kick off the NFL season tomorrow night, and we got questions for Booger McFarland.
We also want to ask him how it felt to watch his alma mater, LSU, lose like that to Florida State. Ouch, Booger. Oh.
Do you not get worried about the Lakers that only one guy showed up to say hello to Beverly?
People are
Does that
vacation.
Not worry you?
Russell Westbrook is from L.A., Tony. Russell Westbrook probably lives his full life in L.A. Everybody else didn't have to do that. LeBron has been at the U.S. Open.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
The NFL season kicks off tomorrow night, so it's a perfect time for our first visit of this season from our great friend, ESPN football analyst Booger McFarland. Stay with me on this one. It's a long question. The Bills and the Rams start things off tomorrow night. Aaron Donald is expected to be on the field. He is not suspended for swinging helmets in that practice against Cincinnati. Our friend Mark Maskey of the Washington Post reports that the league will consider taking jurisdiction over punishments in these joint practices. Would you, Booger, be in favor of that?
No, not at all. And here's the first thing I would say is I would ask Mark and ask you guys, how would you like it if I came and took an eavesdrop on some of y'all's meetings at work or inside the boardroom? I think people have to remember, this is our boardroom. This is our office, the sanctity of the practice field. And anytime cameras get in there, there's a reason why you only get 15 or 30, 20 minutes at the beginning of practice. It's because what goes on in there, it's different. You often hear the phrase, hey, don't worry about how the sausage is made, just eat it. And I think that's what we see in the NFL. It's different inside our office, man. Things are said, things are done, words are said. And I think we have to realize that it's not going to be status quo the way we see it outside in the normal world. So, no, I would be totally against that, Tony.
Booger, there weren't these practices between teams 30, 40, 50, 80 years ago. And it just seemed to be fights all the time. I know it's the fashionable thing for every coach to want to do, but are you in favor of that? You must have started your career when there was none of this junk. Why is it so necessary to have these practices that start fights every time we hear about them?
Well, and I get it, Mike. You see a lot of fights, and that's because guys are tired. Guys are been butting heads against each other. Here's the issue, though, is that coaches would rather have a controlled environment. And anytime we're on the practice field, I can control the speed, the tempo, the environment, the competition that we go against. Now, when you're in a game, that clock is running and the referee's controlling the game. And so coaches lose a little bit of control. That's the reason why coaches would rather have more joint practices than more preseason games. And you're right. Tempers are going to flare. It's going to be a little hot, a little volatile sometimes. It's just the way we blow off steam in our meeting room. Again, what happens inside the office, inside the boardroom when guys get heated? Guys take a break. Guys go walk down the hallway. Well, in the NFL, inside our building, which is known as the practice field, we may swing a helmet. We may swing some blows every now and then. That's just how it goes in our boardroom.
I don't think cameras can catch Tony and me almost coming to blows in ours. Not that I remember. Let's talk about Rams and Bills for a second. Von Miller, of course, left the Rams for the Bills. Is this a significant swing in Buffalo's favor? Significant swing, Booger?
Absolutely. The thing about this, guys, I'm going to take you guys back. The thing about some of the great baseball teams we've had, and what do they all have? They got a closer, man. Think about Mariano Rivera. Think about Trevor Hoffman. Think about Dennis Eckersley. No matter what happened in the middle of the game, you had to bring that guy in to close out the game. And that's what the Buffalo Bills are missing. They need a guy that when they go against Patrick Mahomes, when they go against Joe Burrow, when they go against Justin Herbert, late in the game, they need a closer. They ranked 11th in the NFL in sacks. However, guys, they didn't have anybody who had over 7 sacks. So they need a one guy who at the end of the game, when the game is on the line, can go get them a sack or a pressure. That's the reason Von Miller is there. And I think if you look at what he did for the Rams last year, there were several games, especially in the playoffs against the Buccaneers, where he was able to close that game out. If he can do that for Buffalo, it'll pay big dividends because they are the Super Bowl favorite and they loaded up realizing they got to win the Super Bowl this year in their mind.
When you look at the offensive line that is right now around Tom Brady, the challenged offensive line, what do you see?
Yeah, I see a problem for any other quarterback. But for Tom Brady, I think he'll be okay. First of all, they got a high draft pick that they're going to put at left guard. They got Hainsey that they're going to put at center. And Shaq Mason, the right guard, actually played with Tom Brady in New England. But nevertheless, I digress. The key is really simple. It's going to be Tom Brady. He's got to have an internal clock in his head to realize I can't hold the football 3, 4, 5 seconds. It's got to be 2, 2.5, and the ball's got to be out. And I have a feeling Brady didn't play 25 years or whatever the number is without understanding he can't hold the football. He's got to get rid of the football. If he does hold it, it'll become a problem, but I don't think he will.
We'll get you out of here on this. It's the last question and a short answer, though. Maybe you can't be short. You were a great player at LSU. What were your emotions at the end of the LSU game against Florida State?
I'll put this in golf terms. Have you ever been on a par 3, guys, and it's 150 yards to clear the water, and you hit a great shot, and the caddy says, be right, and you say, be right. Only right before the ball gets to the green, it falls and hits in the water. That's the way I felt Sunday night. I thought we tied the game, and we're going to overtime, and at the very end, the ball goes in the water, the kick is blocked, and my emotions were all over the place. So all I did was close my eyes, I told my wife goodnight, and I went to sleep. And I woke up with all the Florida State guys who I'm really good friends with just bombarding my phone with a ton of text messages.
Thank you so much, as always, Booger. Good
Booger,
to have you back.
He's going to get revenge. It is great to have him back.
Anytime. Thank you, fellas. Looking forward to it.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, some thoughts on the close of Sue Bird's WNBA career.
And presumed future number one pick, Victor Wembanyama. Inches closer to the NBA. 2 inches, to be exact. Tony, you never hit it in the water, do
Advice?
You? On number 7, on 16 or 17? Mostly 16. You don't
hit it
into the water, do you?
Often. I do. Yeah. Advice from Booger, don't worry about how the sausage is made, just eat it. That is something you can take to the bank for a while. Just eat this.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
Happy time, people. Happy 26th birthday, Donovan Mitchell. Everyone assumed Mitchell was ticketed to the Knicks, but the Knicks decided to roll the dice with R.J. Barrett instead. So Mitchell was traded to Cleveland, a better team than the Knicks. Mitchell was the 13th pick in the 2017 draft out of Louisville, quickly became a star in Utah, three-time All-Star. This past season averaged 26 a game for the Jazz. One of Mitchell's new teammates in Cleveland, Kevin Love, also celebrating his birthday today, his 34th. Wilbon, you weren't here. What did you make of the Mitchell trade?
Tony, if the principals on that team stay healthy, they could be a top five team in the East. And if somebody falls, Nets, they can shoot up there in the top four and have home court in the first. I love their roster and what they did getting Donovan Mitchell. Love it.
Happy anniversary, Odell Beckham Jr. On this day 9 years ago, while still at LSU, Beckham fielded an Alabama-Birmingham field goal attempt that fell short, returned it 109 yards for a touchdown. Beckham's fourth of the game. Beckham was every bit as spectacular his first few years in the NFL with the Giants. Then he began to cool down, bounce around, stopping in Cleveland for a while without lighting the league on fire. Then to the Rams, where he once again was all that. Beckham is currently a free agent recovering from an ACL he tore in the Super Bowl. That injury came after Beckham had already scored a touchdown. Reportedly, he may be back before the end of this season. The Rams have made it clear they want him.
I know the label's already taken, human highlight reel, and it applies to Dominique Wilkins. It applies to Beckham. I mean, it doesn't always guarantee team success, although he just had the ultimate team success. But human highlight reel, who better than Beckham does that describe the last 20 years in any sport?
Guys, you're right about all the catches he makes. One hand. Happy trails to Sue Bird and the Seattle Storm. The Las Vegas Aces ended the Storm's playoff hopes last night, 97-92, to win their series, and in so doing pushed Sue Bird into retirement. The 41-year-old Bird announced in June this would be her last season, so last night was her last game. She stayed on the court, quote, to thank you and to soak it all in because in some ways it's a happy thing, unquote, Bird said. Quote, I know the tears don't look like happy tears, but there is a lot of happiness, unquote. Bird, who grew up on Long Island, was a member of two national championship teams at UConn, four WNBA champions, five Olympic gold medal teams. She is likely the most accomplished point guard in the history of women's basketball.
Wow. Tony, no question. And probably the point guard of the entire history of the WNBA, which is just a little bit more than 20 years old. I watched those two games live, her last two games, and I felt sad last night to watch the end of Sue Bird's professional playing career here. But Tony, one other note, somebody better put an NBA team in Seattle. You see the support for that team. You know how much they love basketball there. What a great place, a great city, Seattle. Put a damn team in Seattle, NBA, and stop being stupid. And Sue Bird ought to have something to do with that franchise going forward if she wants.
Two errors. Wilbon, you said the Braves were a wild card team when they won the World Series last year.
Essentially.
They actually won the NL East. And LeBron has not been at the U.S. Open.
No, he wasn't in Flushing. He was in Columbus at the Ohio State-Notre Dame game. I knew he was on my screen last weekend. But the Braves were essentially a wild card team. Get out of here with that.
They won the division. Big finish quickly. The Sun beat the Sky 104-80 to force a deciding fifth game in Chicago Thursday night. Are you still confident?
NFL Open to be damned. I'm courtside for that game, and I am feeling good about the champs' ability to win in advance to the finals again. The O's beat the Blue Jays last night. Is that significant?
Yeah, they're 3.5 back in the wild card with 7 left against Toronto. Yes, it is. Fernando Tatis Jr., shoulder surgery, expected out 6 months. Your thoughts?
He sits more than he plays. When is he going to be out there for a sustained period over multiple seasons? Cal Ripken Jr. so far, he is not as great as he is. Human highlight film. Jets quarterback Zach Wilson is now expected to be out until week 4. Joe Flacco's going to start in his place. Break that down, please.
I'd be very confident Joe Flacco is a backup. He's got a Super Bowl ring. Last one,
same
presumed
here.
Number one draft pick. Victor Wembanyama measured 7'4 in his bare feet, up from 7'2. Is that a big deal?
No. His talent at any size is the big deal. That's the big deal. Wait till you see this kid.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Mike Wilbon. Back on the mothership tomorrow, you knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts. And now, it's a grab bag. We'll see.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.